When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In basketball analysis with over 70 years combined experience. This is the Bob Ryan and Jeff Goodman podcast.
NBA, some college, a little bit of everything.
You know, what can I say? But it wasn't going to happen here with him. I was okay with it because it wasn't about talent, I didn't think.
All right, let's get right to it.
Okay, the band's back together. Sorry, Bob, you had the complete stage last week. Now Goodman's going to be jumping in here. He's doing his college basketball tour. I mean, if you follow him on Twitter, he's the busiest man in basketball show business, no doubt. He's hardworking. All right, let's get to the pros. Let's talk about the Warriors right now. And I think probably right now we could talk about them every week. Bob, I'll start with you. Last year, we didn't know if they're going to make the darn playoffs. This year, they are lighting people up. What's the difference?
I'm surprised, frankly. Well, one thing, Jordan Poole has really grown up, and he's been instrumental. I mean, we start, look, we just put Steph over here. We'll get to Steph. Steph is Steph. There's nothing new. He's as good as he's ever been. And 9 threes in Brooklyn last night. Okay. So you need more than Steph, obviously. And they don't have Thompson and they don't have Wiseman. And both of them will be around by sooner rather than later, I believe. And Jordan Poole's been terrific. Wiggins has done some stuff that people always wanted him to do. You know, in Minnesota, so I go, oh, why didn't you do it for us? And, and Looney is, people don't know that, you know, he can be effective, but it does start with Steph. And if you had told me that they'd have a record like this, though, no, not at all. Not without Clay, you know, and, you know, it leaves you to wonder. Now, we don't know what he's going to be like. 2 years is a lot.
Right.
So it's unrealistic to think he's going to be the Clay Thompson we knew. But the great ones often fool you. And I got a coach. That's what I forget, that they're well coached always.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. Amazing. We're talking about this team being 12-2 without Clay and without James Wiseman, who I still think is going to be a very, very good player in this league and a very good player for Golden State. But I think it's Wiggins. I honestly do. I think Wiggins, Poole's been fantastic, like you said, Bob. But I think Wiggins put up so many empty numbers in Minnesota. And now he's in a culture where it's not just about empty numbers. He's guarding. Like, Andrew Wiggins always had the potential to be an elite, elite defender. And instead, he was a subpar defender because they paid him all this money in Minnesota before he guarded. They gave him the max contract. So he's saying to himself, well, why do I have to guard? I just got paid $30 million a year, and I haven't guarded yet. So I think now it's being held accountable by, from the top down, Bob Myers, Steve Kerr, Draymond Green, Steph Curry. The culture is there. So no longer is Andrew Wiggins just kind of doing his thing and not being held accountable. Now it's, hey, listen, we need you to guard. You can be an elite defender. And that's the difference for me in this Golden State team, is the defense as much as anything else.
Yeah. Well, they're third efficiency in defense and offense. And that is a surprise. And I was remiss in not mentioning Green. But the question last year, we were wondering how much does he have left in the tank? There were indications that Green was fading, right?
I think he just needs enough around him, Bob. I think that's the problem. If you had Draymond.
He's the ultimate complementary with a need player. Yes.
Okay, so what I wonder when I look at the standings and I see what's going on out West, are the Warriors the face of the West and not the Lakers?
Oh, until the Lakers ever get healthy. The Lakers, yeah. No, they're still a lab experiment. They're still a Hollywood creation. They're still a circus in a sense, you know, but not a real, not a contending team yet. Who knows? We all know what they're going to look like when the 3-4 without LeBron as we speak. Okay. That makes sense. Doesn't it? Makes sense to me. So
yeah, I think they're absolutely for real now. And nobody would have said that until Clay came back. And Clay just got cleared to start doing contact. So I think he'll be back in the next few weeks. And it'll take an adjustment.
Yeah.
Like Bob said, he hasn't played in 2 years. But the great thing about Clay Thompson, he's a threat. Just stand there at the three-point line.
Right.
And he's a threat, and he's going to open things up. And, again, you get Wiseman back. You get a freak athlete at his size who can run the court, who can finish, who can alter shots, who can block shots, doesn't need the ball. Like, he's exactly what Golden State, to me, has needed over the last few years. Maybe not needed so much, but, you know, the missing piece has been a big man who can just kind of finish and be a force on the defensive end and really run the floor. And that's what James Wiseman is and what he'll be.
Well, you have to wonder, guys, if the Warriors are keeping LeBron James up at night, maybe he needs to calm down. And I wonder if Bob Ryan has this particular app, Jeff Goodman, because I think over the years watching Bob Ryan watch a basketball game, he should have the Calm app because LeBron James loves it. Yes, guys, here we come with a pitch from Tangway. When it comes to athletes who tend to focus on physical fitness, there's another side to the game that's important, mental fitness. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation. They've teamed up with LeBron James to help you train your mind and become the champion version of yourself. Calm can help you train your brain to sleep better, reduce stress, and perform at your best, just like King James. So if you head to calm.com/scribe for a limited time, you'll get 40% off a Calm premium subscription. With Calm, you have access to nature scenes. I'm not kidding. Like rain or leaves. Sleep stories. Like once upon a time, there was a young scribe from Camden, New Jersey, who went to Boston College in one Robert Ryan. So here you go. Again, for a limited time, our listeners can join LeBron in using Calm and get a 40% discount on a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/scribe. Unlock content to help you focus, ease stress, and sleep better. Get started at calm.com/scribe. That's calm.com/scribe. Now, we wonder if the Wizards, I've never considered them for real. Jeff, I'll start with you this time around. I mean, they are the beasts of the East right now.
The beasts of the East.
Kind of like the Warriors surprising people. Are they for real?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think so. I love, and Bob knows this, is there anybody who likes Bradley Beal more than I like Bradley Beal, Bob? No.
Only
I know that.
Mom Beal, that's be about it.
I mean, don't you wish you had Bradley Beal in Boston right now? Because he is winning, and Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are not. So, to me, Bradley Beal, and I really thought by this point, Washington would be like, 3-10 instead of 10-3. And Bradley Beal would be saying to himself, what the hell am I doing here? I want out. I want to play with that guy from St. Louis, my little brother, so to speak, Jason Tatum. Instead, now they're rolling and Bradley Beal's been good, but Montrezl Harrell has been terrific. He's kind of reinvigorated himself after kind of it was not a good ending in LA with the Clippers, how that thing finished out. And Spencer Dinwiddie, another reclamation project of sorts coming back from the injury. So give them credit. I don't think it lasts. I think they end up being a team that, you know, is somewhere in that like 6-8 range in the East. We know you don't want to make too much out of a hot start because I think they'll come down to earth. And a lot of it is who they played, when they played them, getting, you know, certain teams without star players. That's part of it, but give them credit. They've gotten off to a really good start.
And not just those two guys you mentioned. Four key people weren't there last year.
Yeah.
And the other two being Kuzma, who's averaging 14 a game, yeah, and Caldwell Pope, who's averaging just under, he's averaging 10 rounded off. So,
and that's, you know, Beal's boy, Bob. If you didn't know, Caldwell Pope and Beal are super, super close, like incredibly close.
No,
so that when that trade was made, it kind of, and Tommy Shepard, their GM, was smart because he knew that might help keep Bradley Beal in Washington long term. And then when you win, it might keep Beal even more. I mean, why would he leave if they're finally winning and he's got his boy, KCP on that team?
And remember, they've got a rookie coach too, so we don't know how that's going to play out in the long run. Wes Unseld Jr. And you look in the dictionary under surprise, and you'll see the Washington Wizards logo. Because you cannot tell me anybody saw this coming.
No way.
No.
Well, I think that they're benefiting from the problems that the other teams are having. I mean, obviously, if Philadelphia is whole, right, that's a different story. They got issues there. Bob and I, we've talked about that situation last week, Jeff. And, you know, you take a look at what's going on with Brooklyn, and is there just a more unlikable situation than the Brooklyn Nets? I mean, I just sit there and I root for Steph Curry, and I'm like, Durant, you blew it. You know, you might have made the wrong choice. I mean, so what's going on, you know, with the Nets and Kyrie? We'll get to Harden at the point guard. Is it addition by subtraction? I mean, certainly it wasn't when they took on the Warriors.
Well,
what's going on there, Jeff?
Go ahead, Jeff.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe we're still at this point where Kyrie isn't playing, to be honest. You know, and I don't know if anybody cares outside of Brooklyn. I don't know if anybody cares anymore, because the Nets are still – they've done pretty well, and I give James Harden a ton of credit. I did not think he could do this. I did not think he could pull it off and say, I'm going to be a point guard, not a scorer. I don't have to average 30 a game.
But because Jeff, didn't we see this happen last year when he first arrived?
Yeah, we did. We talked about it too.
But I thought it was to prove a point. I didn't think it could be a long-term thing. I thought it was just, hey, everybody's killing me because I forced my way out of Houston. I'm going to show everybody I'm a team guy. And I'm going to do it for a small period of time. And then I'm going to revert back, especially without Kyrie. I'm going to revert back to who I am, which is a guy that needs to get 30 every single night because I can. And instead, again, give him credit. I've seen this guy play for now, I don't know, 15 years. And I never thought he could be this. I thought he was just so wired to score that he couldn't be that distributor that he's been so far this year. And they've done well without Kyrie again. Who else do they have? They got two dudes. And what else?
Harris, when he's making the shots fall, which they didn't when they needed him last year when it happened. Right. After he had a good year, he had a bad postseason. Yeah, there isn't a whole lot there. Well, it leads you back to Durant and his MVP credentials. And
sure.
Though he had a rare off night last night, 6-for-19, he's having a phenomenal year. And there's an excellent breakdown of exactly what he's doing in today's New York Times, today being the 17th of November, the mid-range game, because that gladdens my heart, of course, that they're – that.
You love this.
But the numbers are phenomenal on his mid-range game, and you know, reminding people that there is a place for it still in the game, no matter what Daryl Morey says. Anyway, he's as good as he's ever been, and last night notwithstanding. So, you know, it's – yeah, that's what I say. But I agree with everything about – we all seem to be on the same page with Harden. Us all a year ago today that James Harden would play the nature of the game that he's been playing in the last year, we would not have said, it's not going to happen. Well, it is happening.
Yeah.
I don't want to like him.
He's averaging under 20 points a game.
Yeah, he's third in assists. He's got 8 assists a game.
Yeah, I don't want to find myself rooting for him, but I have to begrudgingly give him credit for what he's doing. I'll give
him that. Bob, this is what I think proves is that, look, basketball is not a complicated game. You know, when guys want to do this, they can. You know, they all can do it. When they all want to distribute the basketball, when Jaylen Brown wants to distribute the basketball, Tatum or Marcus Smart wants another, we've seen it. It's just, they all can do it.
It's a different way. Listen, there's different levels of distributing the basketball. And to me, James Harden has the ability to make guys like LaMarcus Aldridge and Blake Griffin look like they've found the fountain of youth because he gets so much attention. Marcus Smart he doesn't see the game.
Right, right.
The way James Harden does.
I got you.
You know, like, and James Harden doesn't see the game the way John Stockton did.
Right.
Right. I mean, that's kind of the varying levels to me of point guard is James Harden attracts so much attention that there are guys open at all times. And obviously KD has the attention too. So these other guys, the Bruce Browns, the LaMarcus Aldridges, even the Joe Harrises who can shoot the hell out of the ball, they're one of them is going to be wide open every play. And all you have to do is, like you're saying, Garrett, make the right play if you're James Harden, and he is a smart enough player to be able to do that consistently.
You mentioned Aldridge, and there's been a rebirth in his play.
Yeah,
you know, for sure, and you know that he's been part of the whole story of why they've done well. What do we think about Griffin? Full is Griffin now?
He's a piece. I mean, listen, it's so sad in a way because those that are young right now watching Blake Griffin, you know, the 16-year-old in high school has no idea. It was like he was jumping off a trampoline.
Yeah,
and now he's a shell of himself, but give him credit because he's bought into it at least.
No, he has. He's maintaining of some semblance of viability, continuing a career. I'm sure he's not anticipating retirement. But it's funny, you mentioned the athleticism.
All right, quick break here, guys. We're back and better than ever. It is Bet Online, a new web interface. At the start of the basketball season, with more props, odds, and lines than ever before, Bet Online remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today. Now, here's the promo code that you need. You got to write it down, CLNS50. That's it, CLNS50, to receive your bonus. Basketball, football, baseball, when they're back in the swing in the spring, NHL, boxing, UFC, right from your favorite Vegas casino game. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. Bet Online, the fastest and easiest way to bet to all your favorite sports. Bet Online, where the game starts. Okay, now, we were just talking about how the Nets don't necessarily, they don't need Kyrie. And I remember last year, I thought the reason Kyrie came back from his going MIA was because Harden was playing so well. One of the things we've seen, Jeff, over the years in the NBA is guys asking out. We thought that Giannis may try to shoot his way out of Milwaukee. He obviously doesn't want to leave, you know, so who's the next guy to do it?
You know, I thought Brad Beal. I thought Beal was going to be there, but obviously that's not going to happen yet. And I don't know if it's going to happen, period, this year with Washington winning. We'll see. You know, I think the two guys that you got to watch, right, Bob, are Karl Anthony Towns in Minnesota. I think he's certainly a candidate. And Damian Lillard in Portland.
Yeah.
You know, both those guys are struggling right now. Minnesota has struggled. There's really no expectations there. And I could see Karl Anthony Towns going back closer to home, ultimately. The Knicks are the place that everybody talks about because, again, he grew up in New Jersey. You know, could he go back home, especially with everything he's had to deal with from a personal front with losing family members? Does he want to get a little bit closer to home? And Lillard, listen, Portland should be better. I mean, it just feels like it's kind of mediocrity every year to some degree. You know, they rise a little bit, but ultimately they're just kind of spinning their wheels and they're not a true contender any year. So I think that's going to be one that you've got to watch is, does Dame finally say, you know what, I've given everything I got in Portland. We don't have enough around me in terms of, you know, other than me and CJ, that's pretty much it at this point.
If we're going to look at the, the tableau about who these guys are in terms of the franchise that they're with and what the expectations are and what the history is and all that. There's a name. I'm just throwing it out there. Not that this, I'm not starting anything here. I'm simply saying within a couple of years, if things don't hit a higher level, Ja Morant.
Ooh, look at you already. Wow.
I'm thinking about it because this is the way the world we're living in. I'm just throwing it. I could see a scenario in 2024 if they haven't done anything where you know, he's that type of guy. That's all. I'm just throwing it out there. Yeah. I'm trying to identify possibilities down the road.
That's well, yeah, that's what John Morant, Trey Young, some of these other guys. I mean,
because Memphis has been a blah franchise.
Okay, guys, in other news, Mike Krzyzewski's in a bit of a jam. His grandson, Mike Severino, who's on the team, was in a car with Paolo Banchero. And I guess when the cops stopped him, there was suspicion of OUI, Jeff. And then they did the old switcheroo so Paolo wouldn't get busted. What's going on?
Well, so, you know, we're still, I think, in the gathering mode here a little bit. But, yeah, it was early in the morning, Sunday morning, and the police pulled over Severino and Banchero. And Severino, as you said, is Kay's grandson on the team, was a walk-on. and Banchero might be the number one overall pick in next year's NBA draft. And they hit Severino with a DWI. He was driving or in the driver's seat at that point. Banchero was in the back seat, but he's got to go to court too. Bob, you could go ahead.
Aiding and abetting is the technical term, which it implies that he should have stopped the impaired driver or never allowed him to start. And he's intentionally involved, you know, as if that is the charge. The whole thing is weird.
It was Banchero's car. It was Banchero's car, and that's
crazy. What are they do? First of all, you know, what kind of common sense? What are they doing out at 1:20 in the morning? College kids. When we hear these things about a pro athlete, we just yawn and say, "Hey, remember the old thing? Nothing good happens after midnight, or nothing good happens after 2 a.m. is for sure." And you don't really think about it in terms of the fact is who it is makes this a story. You know, if this were McNeese State or Eastern Michigan, nobody would give a damn. And it's Mike Krzyzewski's team, and it's Mike Krzyzewski's farewell tour, which has already started, and a team which could go a long way. We both know that, and people are going to find that out. And meanwhile, the propriety and the optics, as people like to say, aren't very good when he allows Paolo Banchero to play last night 26 minutes in their latest game over College of Charleston. That doesn't, to me, look very good either. And he was very defensive when I heard a soundbite this morning about you people don't understand. There's two different things going on here. Then he didn't explain specifically what he's talking about. We're going to learn a lot more. By the next time we convene, we'll have learned a lot more about it. All I say is, what a mess! It's a mess.
Here's my biggest question: is this like driving Miss Daisy, where Severino's driving and Banchero's in the back seat? I don't know. That doesn't add up to me, Bob.
First thing I thought of. Doesn't make any sense.
I'm naive, but I'm not that naive.
Doesn't make any sense. So
what's going on here? There's something more to this.
I don't know, man. Uber.
When have you driven? Listen, when is the last time you've driven in the backseat, right, of when your wife is driving, when a friend is driving? In an Uber, yes. And these kids, they have Uber now. Take Uber, and then you don't have to worry about this.
I sound like I know it, but you know, the 1:20 in the morning, college doesn't sound very good to me. Anyway, this is Duke, and Duke's a polarizing school. It's a Notre Dame of basketball. People love them or hate them, and the enemies are probably all chortling, it is a mess. And of all timing things, and Coach K's, the focus is already on him more than ever because of the last year thing, the farewell tour, which, you know, I saw convened in New York last Tuesday night. Jeff did too. We both did. There's a lot more to come. That's all I can say.
All right, guys, that'll do it for this week's edition of the Ryan and Goodman with Tangway Pod. Thank you very much. And portions of the show brought to you by LinkedIn. These days, small business owners are busier than ever, and spending time searching for the right candidates can feel like you're just taking time away from your growing business. Create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 777 million people. LinkedIn Jobs help you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job free at LinkedIn.com/scribe. That's LinkedIn.com/scribe. Like Bob Ryan's book, Scribe. To post your job for free, terms and conditions apply. Okay, gentlemen, thanks a lot. Appreciate it, boys.